Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
You got anything?
I do not have an opening statement, so you're going to have to start it off and do something to get me fired up. So you guys are on your own trying to do that. So.
On the offensive line, you guys are down three starters now. It seemed like the first half of the season, you guys had been very fortunate not to lose anybody, and now you're down to your, I guess, the last two and change. How well has the line held up under those circumstances the last couple of weeks?
Unbelievably well. And we're fortunate enough to have a Joe Hawley, an Evan Smith, and a Caleb Benenock, who we drafted a year ago. I mean, who else has that kind of situation with O-line depth? I mean, who? There's nobody in the league that I can think of. Again, I don't study everybody else's roster, but, you know, okay, Evan's in there. Well, all of a sudden, J.R. Sweezy goes down, so he moves over. Boy, Joe comes in, and I didn't see a difference. I didn't feel anything different from a guy that's played and won a bunch of games for us the year before. And then Caleb, you know, Caleb's still learning and getting better. So I feel real good about it.
Has he progressed quite a bit from the first game against the Packers, Caleb?
Caleb, yes, I think so. You know, it's still a matter of communication. I don't know the number of reps that he's actually played at tackle. I haven't counted it up in this league, but I think he's held up pretty well. I think we've done a good job of helping him in protection when we can, but I think he's done a real good job.
A lot has been made of how Jameis played Dirk's best game of the season. What did you see that really excited you about his performance?
Well, but I thought he did a really – first of all, he was accurate. I mean, you know, I don't know what the stats ended up, but we also had a couple of drops in there. I mean, there were a couple of other opportunities we had for some catches. He protected the football for the most part other than right before the first half. Okay, but other than that, there weren't a lot of – that adds to protection as well. I thought the protection was good. So, you know, so it doesn't put a guy that when he's under duress, when he moved around, he had room to be able to make decisions down the field, like the touchdown to Hump. So, you know, I thought he did a really good job protecting the ball. He was really accurate. I thought he rose to the occasion of Monday Night Football. We've talked to the offense about, I don't know what it was. Was it Monday Night Football? Was it playing at night like you were back in high school or college and just that feeling that you had? But how do we bottle that and carry that over to Sundays at 1 o'clock and being able to start faster and do the things we need to do to move forward offensively? So, but it was fun to see. And We're so close. I mean, we really are to getting out of that low 20 range and getting in the high 20s and the 30s with just the simple part of hanging on to the football when you get in the red zone or snapping it correctly or penalties. We're so close. And I know every team can say that, but when we're right where we're at now with the guys we've got, I mean, we're right there.
50 catches to Deshaun Jackson. He probably would tell you himself. He'd be the first to tell you that it's been an up and down year for him. Aside from taking the top off of the defense, what are the things that he does that we don't see that measures up to you?
Well, one thing he is, he's really good in space. Now, you know, you could argue, have we gotten the ball enough to him in space? That's debatable, you know, because he will certainly, he's one of those guys we do have that can get yards after catch. He is. I'm not saying on screens. I'm saying, but when you get him in space, he can run away from people. So you could argue, hey, how do we do that better with him? How do we get him the ball more in space? You know, if a third of the deep balls that we had early in the year and some of those opportunities are the one at Buffalo that got called back, if we get those, are we talking as much about this? Probably not. But it is always difficult when you have, in my opinion, as many weapons as we have from tight ends to the receivers we have, to feel like everybody's getting enough. I mean, in one respect, you're talking about Deshaun, and the other, you talk about Mike's like, well, he's due for 20% less targets. Well, part of that is he got suspended. That's on him. The other is we got other people. We got other players and changing quarterbacks. So I do think he brings that taking the top off. I do think he's an excellent route runner, got tremendous balance and body control. We just probably haven't gotten him as much in space. We've tried. It just hasn't formulated at times.
I know the theory is you can't have enough good football players, but as a play caller or an offense or a quarterback, does that, you know, make those people feel pressure, if you will, or I mean, you know, it's not just the best players that always win, and sometimes it's just the best team, if that makes sense. I mean, can the sum of their parts not equal?
I think there's some of that to where If you're not careful, no matter what it is in any position, you could take your running back position and say, okay, who is our starter? Who is our changeup? And everybody understands the role. Who's your number one receiver? Who's your number two? Who's your number three? Here's what they do. So there is some of that. There is no question. Do you feel like, hey, we've got to move the ball around and get him touches, or, you know, or do we have a tendency? Well, we've tried to do some of that, and yet we've tried to target the receivers and put them in positions where they, you know, are at their best. You know, what does Deshaun do well? What does Mike do well? Just like any team does. You're going to play to that, just like with Adam Humphries and our tight ends as they develop. So there is something to that. There is something to, hey, making sure that, hey, are we getting our best players that do this enough touches? And so there is. And we go through that every week. And so, because like you were saying, hey, last year it was, hey, how do we move Mike around? How do we get him the ball? How do we feature him? So
there were less components to.
And there are. There is something to that. Is there a tendency, though, when you have that, that you can be a little more predictable? Yes, because we're moving him around. Well, we're moving him around because we want to get him the ball so they can roll to him and cloud him. And when you have more weapons, it's harder to do that. Why Cam had so many touchdowns in the red zone? Because Mike does bring that. So it's all part of it. I think we've done a good job offensively. We just haven't at times finished. And when we've had those opportunities, because it only takes a play here or there, and all of a sudden you're instead of a 20 or 21 point game, you're 27. And that's easy for everybody to say, but I'm not worried about everybody else. I'm worried about us and how we do it better. So we get to that point scoring more often in the first half, and then we get down there, those unforced errors that we've created for ourselves.
Deshaun had the ankle Monday, didn't practice yesterday. Obviously, we don't know whether he'll go Sunday or not. But if he didn't, who would be in the best position to?
Well, Chris.
Step up and take that opportunity.
Yeah, when he was hurt in the second half, Chris will take that, and then Freddie, and then we'll get Bobo up. You know, those are the guys that would be next in line. And that, you're always excited for those guys. You're disappointed when a player doesn't get the opportunity and they get banged up, but Chris has earned that. I mean, Chris has gone out there and played really well, and there's a reason why we drafted him. We think a lot of them, they're different players in what they bring, and Freddie's done fine when he's had his opportunities here. So, again, you're always excited about the next guy because everybody that we have in that locker room are the best in the world. So we're not dropping down to, like I've always said before, somebody that you just pick up off the street. No, we're talking about some of the best in the world, that wherever they came from before they got here, they were elite. Wherever they were from, they were one of the best players to play at their school.
Is Carolina, just their front seven create all the problems for you on defense? I mean, they're pretty good on the back end, too, but the fact that they can get it done without bringing anybody else.
Yeah, I think what they have, first of all, they do a really good job schematically. I think they're fairly simple till you get to third downs, but I think they've got an unbelievable leader, savvy awareness linebacker that makes them start with that, okay? Now, from there, they've got a lot of really good players. The two ends that have 10 sacks apiece, really good players. Short inside, really good players. The other nose tackle, really good player. Okay, Thomas Davis, really good player. Thompson, really good player. Bradbury, really good player. I mean, their other corner was a draft pick. Coleman's a guy that gets it, that plays like a linebacker, and Adams has played in this league. So, okay, you could – I know they had one Pro Bowler. I think that's all they had, right, if that's what I saw. But when you look at them collectively, it's not like you're staring at holes. You can play some other teams where, wow, they got two or three, really four really good players, but you know what, the drop-off between the next guys. No, they throw 11 guys out at you and say, okay, we got 11 darn good football players. That's what makes it hard. Really well coached, do a great job, and they send out a really good group of people.
Let me ask you, in terms of just this year, I know we're not at the end of the year yet, but do you ever, I mean, I know you're kind of in the moment, think about, you know, it started with Hurricane Irma and Hard Knocks and injuries to your quarterback. It's just kind of, I mean, every year is different in football, and injuries were a big story. Does this seem like sort of a putting out fires type season a little bit at times?
You try not to really, with any of those things, use them as excuses, because there's always things that come up in a given season.
Right.
How much any of that impacts, I think, from our standpoint as coaches, which we've never used, it's not worth it. We understand our jobs. Our job's to win games, no matter who we put out on the field.
I'm not giving you an alibi here.
I know that. I mean, of course you do. Of course you do. You think of those things. It's human nature to think, God, what if the season, what if this was started? What if not this? What if we wouldn't have gotten banged up? What if this? Yeah. And at the end of the year, it doesn't matter. And it's on to Carolina, and we got to figure out a way to win this week and build off of it. I'm so proud of our guys offensively. I can't say it enough I'm not going to say the injuries, but we've had some things happen, Jameis being hurt, whatever, and it feels like we're getting better. I mean, it just feels like it. It feels like that when you talk about, you have nothing to play for. Oh, yes, we do. We have a lot to play for, okay? As professionals, our product we put on the field, the guys that I coach and our offense, what it looks like, there is a lot to play for. And I think our guys have owned that and have continued to do that. You have not seen our guys just say, screw it. That hasn't been the case. And that says a lot about them and our offensive staff.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks. Yep.